Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. I have been thinking, what could I talk about today that makes sense, that is of value? And I just experienced something. So I thought I'm going to share that because it comes from the bottom of my heart when I can experience things and I know it is so or it is not so, because I like to, you know, I like to present the facts and not just rumors. And so the title for today is, how does change in weather affect you? And that is actually, oh my goodness, it is so amazing what it does. So, fall and winter weather doesn't just influence what you wear, it can also influence how you feel. From your knee predicting it's going to rain or snow or hail, to gasping for air during an uber windy cold snap, here are just some of the ways your body can go haywire when the temperatures change. So I noticed with myself, my whole demeanor, my whole mood, my whole attitude is affected by cold weather. Now, there's one advantage that I have. When it's sunny and cold, I'm usually still pretty good. But when it's cloudy, overcast, super windy, freezing cold, I can feel it, and not just in my body, not just in my joints, but also in my head. And you know what? That's when I really realized that health is actually an entire, complete, full circle system. Because one thing affects the next, and that affects the next. So, in short, anything we do, think, avoid, accept, whatever, affects healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And you know that this is actually my main subject because of being a transformational health coach and with all my backgrounds and stuff. So I love to figure out ways so I can make suggestions for a healthy, abundant, blessed lifestyle. So let's go back to the weather changes. How can it affect us? And I said already, well, it affects me some way, but how does it affect you? Some of the things that are mentioned in science, in research, under healthcare, with people who are actually scholars and have credibility, are also headaches and migraines. And those usually come down from barometric pressure, and they greatly affect our physical condition. And to this particular thing, I can say, I feel it. I used to feel it much more after the car accident when I was for 9 months in a neck brace and could not move my neck. Now I have no curve left. So for many, many, many years, and the accident was 33 years ago. My daughter was 18 months and she's going to be 35 this year. So yeah, it was about 18 months ago. And I just go, oh my God. I mean, she was 18 months. So it was about 33 years ago. And I felt it for the longest time. I still feel a little bit, but almost nothing compared to how I did. And I think it has to do with me working on my positive attitude, on my mindset every day, first thing in the morning after breakfast. I read something very positive that makes me think, that makes me align my thoughts, Then, of course, I use my stop challenge choose to know what's best for me and go with that instead of something that wouldn't serve me or serve my the others. So, yeah, that's one part of it. So besides having the headaches and the migraines, they are the doctors and the people who wrote the articles in the medical journals said there's also dry skin and eczema, low energy and mood swings, vitamin D deficiency, breathing problems, icky colds, joint pain, muscle pain, and injuries of both. Weakened hair and nails. Did you notice that you might have more hair fall out during the cold days? Yeah, that's because we need to readjust the nutrition to make sure we eat the correct food in the correct amounts. Infections and illnesses of the upper respiratory tract. Oh my gosh. When I fell in December and fractured and bent my coccyx, which is the tailbone, I did not want to go to the ER because I knew, and I've seen it, that everybody there walks around with masks on. People are coughing and hacking and sneezing. And the masks are only as effective as the people who wear them. So if they lift their mask off their face to cough or to sneeze, then they spread all the germs right into the waiting room or wherever they are. And, of course, we're going to get it. That's a free gift to us that we don't want. That's one of the gifts we really do not want. So let's make sure that when we have to go places during the cold winter months when everybody is sneezing, coughing, vomiting, diarrhea, all these bodily fluids that just run through the people, let's make sure that we protect ourselves and them by keeping the masks on and not lifting them to wipe snot or something. Let's go to a different area, to the bathroom or something, and wipe our noses there and just maybe sniff some salt water up to clean the noses. I have a friend in Switzerland who has been sniffling salt water daily for many, many decades of his life. And he just did that first thing in the morning. He made a light salt water and sniffed it through his nose and spit it out through his mouth. And he had never had a cold. I don't know why. I mean, I've never tried it. It was burning my nose. Maybe I made it too strong. I don't know. But for him, it worked like crazy. His whole family was grateful that he was never sick because he was the provider. And he was always happy and healthy and ready to go to work and help others. So that's something that we can learn from. Breathing problems. Yeah, I noticed that my asthma gets worse when it's really cold or super hot or muggy. But when it's perfect temperature, like around the 70s up to the 77, 78 is even still all right, and it's not muggy and it's not super windy and stuff, I can breathe like there is no problem whatsoever. So I want to make sure you guys are aware of those things and pay attention to it so you can actually make it easier on yourself. Yes, my nails. They break more easily also, and I have to file them almost daily to make sure I don't snag something with them. I also have just a little bit of an upper respiratory tract. It's not serious. I just started coughing like this morning again or yesterday a little bit, but nothing bad. So what can I do that it doesn't get worse? Let's treat it right now. Let's nip it in the bud and make sure it goes away so I can be happy and healthy, which is, of course, my biggest goal. I want to lead by example with everything I do. Seasonal allergies from pollen. Can you believe that? Even during the winter months? Yeah, there are things. And we just need to be careful. And then all the colds and the flu outbreaks, you heard about the coronavirus and how many people died in China and 11 already in the U.S. And wow, I don't say we have to be vaccinated for everything. Sometimes the vaccine is not even there or they don't have an antidote. But we need to be cognizant of what we're doing and conscientious and protect ourselves and our loved ones, even if it means not to go out on one day or choose a time to go get the grocery shopping done when there are not too many people in the store because they're at work or at home in bed. So either very first thing in the morning when the stores open, or at night just before they close, or maybe during the day. I wouldn't say lunchtime, but like mid-morning and mid-afternoon are usually not as many people as towards lunchtime or early evening or so. So just kind of find your way and figure out what works best. Blood pressure usually increases, gets higher when we're sick because of the antibodies it needs to, they need to, you know, work. And when they work so hard, they raise the blood pressure. And it says during that time, when the blood pressure goes up, we definitely should reduce our salt and alcohol intake because it increases it even more. Also, did you realize that during the winter months, there are more deaths than during the summer months? And it is statistically proven, and a lot of it has to do with the people not having enough nutrition, not having the proper nutrition, are not dressed warm enough, or don't have a place that's heated to stay, and therefore they're more susceptible to flu and to the cold. And then, of course, when they're walking around at the outside, pushing their carts and stuff, and sneezing and blowing their noses and everything everywhere, they're a bigger risk of spreading germs than if they were in a decent place. So let's keep our soup kitchens going. And there are areas, I think, pretty much in every bigger city that I know of who have, you know, food for the homeless, food for the ones who have no money to go anywhere, might not be homeless yet, but don't have the money to go buy food and whatnot or pay the heating bills. Let's be more listening. Let's hone in on our listening skills. Let's help these people, because in the long run, when we help them, we help ourselves, because when they don't get sick, they can't spread the germs, and then we don't get sick, and we can't spread them. So it's pretty awesome. It's definitely a full circle thing, and that's why I love so much what I'm doing. And the other one that I have not mentioned yet, when our body aches, the pain goes to the brain. And mindset changes from positive to negative, affecting our mood, which affects our body even more. Going to the doctor takes time and costs money. Most of us have copay for the doctor visit, then for the medications. If we need any tests, they cost. If we need x-rays for the lungs to see if we have pneumonia or something, that costs money. Hence, affecting body, mind, and finances. It is a full circle. So when we are sick, our blood pressure goes up, fighting the illness, and there's the catch, 22, full circle. Let's make sure we can help each other out. To avoid getting sick, dress warmly, preferably in layers. And why do I say that? Because you never know where you're going to end up. You might meet somebody who invites you to go for a cup of coffee because they see that you're cold. Well, if you go inside into a tea room with your clothes on, and, well, you need to have clothes on, but with your whatever you have, you know, and it's really warm in there and you cannot take anything off because you're not dressed in layers, you're going to get really hot in there. And the minute you go outside, you're prone to catch a cold. So it's really good that we can actually regulate the temperature on our body with the clothes we wear. Hydration really helps too. The more we drink water, the more we can hydrate our body, the more it can regulate its temperature, and the better off we are. Eat properly. Well, you know, we're not talking about the $1 menu at McDonald's, which when you walk out is going to be more like $5 or more. And it's not that healthy. I'm not bad-mouthing McDonald's, but I wish they had a little bit more healthier choices than what they do. And all that supersizing is definitely not healthy. Now, for some people, that might be a necessity because they have no clue when the next meal comes in. And so they need to eat when they have a few dollars available because they don't know when the next meal comes in. So there, yeah, it's a little bit different. However, I would suggest that we split and divide up the monies we have so we can eat something every day to be more balanced, to keep the blood sugars more even keel instead of going up like crazy when we binge because we don't know when the next meal comes from. When they go really below norm, where we're almost going comatose because we didn't have any food. So it's better to stay steady, low all the time, but stay steady than spiking really high and then dropping really low. That's even more dangerous than, you know, keeping it steady, be it low or be it high. So let's definitely look into that. And I want to say, if you want to learn more about how to keep happy and healthy, how to change your habits of disease to habits of health, let me know. And I'd be honored to journey with you. You can always write to me to my email, which is dythomson@gmail.com. And make sure you put in the subject line Blog Talk Radio or want to know more about health or something that speaks to the show here that I know what to expect, and I will get back to you. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless I have a scheduled call with somebody. Though after you've left me a message and I have your name and number, I can call you back with the answers from the message that you left me. And then we both have each other's number and name. And then when the number pops up, if I'm not busy with a client, I'd be more than happy to answer or definitely return your call again. So let me know how I can best serve you. I just want to look at a few more things. Oh, yeah. They're also talking about the doctors and stuff about chronic sinus and throat issues, especially during the winter months with pollen, dust, and mildew, mold and mildew. The storm for severe chronic sinus and throat issues. Yeah, those are it. So dehumidified air filters, okay? We need to keep them clean. We need to change them. We need to wash them every 6 months. So seasonal allergies, cold, flu, muscle pain, I did that. Okay, let's see what else we have. Okay, the headaches can get really bad, so let's make sure we drink enough water and make sure we can balance the pressure buildup in our heads by either staying inside or doing some mental exercises or anything that really works. There's a lot we can do. For dry skin, please do not itch. Irritated skin, the same thing. Do not itch. Because if you do scratch and itch, you might open up the skin cells and allow for infections. And then it gets worse and worse. Use a really good lotion or cream that's for dry skin that really hydrates your skin. It might be a little greasy, but if you put it on before you get dressed and let it dry in, then you're going to be protected. Also, make sure, even in the winter months, use sunscreen daily. The UVA and UVB rays come through the sun, the clouds. It does not matter. They come through. They're very powerful. And I'm sure you know what UVA stands for. That's for ultraviolet aging rays. So if we don't protect our exposed skin to the aging rays, well, what happens? We said it already. We age much faster. And that's not in everybody's best interest, depending on the profession we have. Like actors and actresses really have to lather themselves in SPF, which is the sun protection. So there are a lot of amazing creams out there that you can use for that to make sure you're safe and sound. Low energy and a mood that leaves to be desired is very, very, very important. It says low energy and blasé mode or mood. It's thought that seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, S-A-D, strikes during the colder months because of less light exposure during the day, says Robert S. Rosenberg, board-certified sleep medicine specialist and author of Sleep Soundly Every Night. Feels fantastic every day. So amazing. You might want to check that out. And there are some lights that are helping you to eliminate SAD, but you need to make sure you get the correct one. Some of them are a hoax. Some of them are really good. There is one here that suggested a Sunlight Junior for $179 on Sunbox, SUNBOX.com. And that's the regular price. Vitamin D deficiency, I said that before. We can take as much vitamin D as we want. Our body does not absorb it when it's artificial. But with the sunshine or just being outside, we get the vitamin D that our body needs. So even going out for just 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day for a walk or a hike or a jog or whatever you're pleased to do, that really helps you replenish with the vitamin D, which keeps you healthy. Oh, and with those icky colds, oh my, I just saw a post from a friend of mine who bought herself a jacket on Amazon. She's in a state where there's lots of snow right now, and it's really, really cold. And when she has to go out to go pick up her kids in school, she would like to have something warm. So she found a jacket on Amazon.com that you can heat up. It plugs in with the USB, and then when it's charged enough, it's nice and warm. Put it on and go outside, and you won't freeze because you're already going out being warm, so you're going to remain warm. So there are so many tricks and things out there that we can use to make sure we're feeling better, happy and healthy, and can avoid things that we don't need or can't get rid of that easily, which are, these sneezes and sniffles and things. We really don't like those, or the deep coughs that go into bronchitis and from there into pneumonia. Let's say goodbye to those things and take care of ourselves. And again, that's why I'm talking with you, and that's why I'm sharing, because I want to be there with you, journey with you, guide you towards your optimal health, and teach you habits of health and get rid of the habits of disease. So let me know how I can best serve you. Even if you just need some extra money to feed your family or to get something done, let me know, because I am looking for people who want to journey with me and help me help others feeling better and maybe earn some money so they can actually, live a better life. Did you know that our joints actually are affected by the weather. I think I alluded a little bit on that with my neck, but it's the knees also. And I felt it this morning. No, yesterday. I felt my knee hurting, and it hadn't hurt in months. And I go, oh, my gosh, the pressure is dropping. Something is changing. It's getting colder. And yesterday, it's quite a bit colder than it was 2 days ago. Saturday was in the 80s. It was gorgeous. And now it's in the 50s. Well, that's a huge difference. And my joints are talking to me. So that's why I say it's so important that we actually make sure we have the right things for us to definitely, you know, help ourselves first. We always have to come first. So we are healthy and strong and feeling great and have the energy and the focus to help others. When we're not feeling good, we're no good to anybody else. That's why I say it does not matter. You have to come first. And then you can do everything else in halftime because you're feeling great and you have the focus and the energy and you can definitely help them. And you know that you're not going to get it because you are strong and prepared and so healthy. Anyways, I think those are just about the most important things that I wanted to share. Even animals feel it. That's interesting. And yeah, so when it gets dark faster and it stays dark longer in the morning, there is more fatigue and more stress. And you know that I wrote a little stress reduction book. It's on Amazon.com. Go there and put my name in, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name T-H-O-M-S-O-N. And you will see it's your amazing itty-bitty stress reduction book, 15 key steps to reduce stress and increase health. And I don't want you to have to type the whole title in there. That's why I just put my name in the search engine and it will pop up my book if you're interested in it. And if you would like me to start maybe a webinar for one little chapter a week, let me know and then we can start focusing on that and maybe make a group on Facebook where we can actually talk together and go over those chapters and see how we can benefit the most from them. That is so important because we deserve the best we can get, but we need to do what it takes on our part to get to that step. So, all right. I think that's just about it for today. So I'm going to say again, avoid getting sick. Dress warmly, preferably in layers, hydrate, eat properly, exercise your body and your mind daily. I'm not talking about Olympic competition, but I'm talking about walking the stairs and doing whatever you can. So it affects our mood positively, which affects our body positively. And then we don't have to go to the doctor and have all that financial thing and distress. So enough of that. I hope I made enough sense and gave you some value with this information. And I wish you all the best, blessings, very best of health. And until next week, when we talk again.